Hello, my name is Eve Peters. This is Type Radio from New York. Now we're talking.
What five Davis can't you do without? And I got mad as a hornet. I say, it changes all the time because it happens every month that there is something new coming out, and then it opens up your eyes to new possibilities, and it's just silly. You can ask me at some point of time, like, what's your favorite right now? And I might say this today, and tomorrow I'll see something, and I'll use something else, or
okay,
I'll try something
today.
Else.
Today, for our listeners.
I'm really...
The font of today.
The font of today is Randy Jones, You Get Selected. Ethan, I love your work.
Actually, that
was fun, because... Peter Brune sent me Ethan to review for the booklet. I'm going to get into the booklet immediately. And at first I didn't like it. I saw preliminary screenshots. There was something weird about it, about the proportions and the serif structure. And then I got the betas and I started using it. And I looked at it at a micro scale and I was like, this is great. This is absolutely... It had some shapes. It had some contrast between straight lines and S lines. And this is the best part about reviewing typefaces, by the way. It's just... It opens up my eyes. When I was younger, I had this system that every couple of months, I forced myself to use a typeface I didn't like. At some point, I hated Perpetua. So I told myself, no, that's not possible. I have to use Perpetua. So we had a license for Perpetua at the office. So I said, I'll pick some job and set it in Perpetua. And I learned to appreciate the face by using it, by looking at it from another angle, by toying with leadings and type sizes and stuff like that. And this the best part about this review thing is that I get sent new stuff and I get to use it, and it opens up my eyes to a wealth of possibilities. And it's really, it's mind-blowing. It's great.
And to round it up, would you have a message for all, typeface users?
Typeface users? Like, ditch the old classics. No, I mean, people have sometimes asked me, okay, and is there a proper typeface for this? And it was so funny. Stephen Coles from FontShop told me, like, they had a customer and they said, I want a doctor font. So that was, and you know, what's a doctor font? Yeah, I'm a doctor. So is there a font that doctors use? And this is getting crazy. Like, people think, and I just suggested to him, like, go into your database and assign random professions to certain fonts, and you'll get sales. So people will show up on their website.
Have like FF Doctor probably.
No, it should be FF Doctor, but it should be in the keywords.
Okay.
So people say, I'm a doctor, and they type in doctor, and they get selection typefaces.
And they say,
I'm a gardener, and they get other typefaces.
Completely illegible. You can't read it, because that's usually...
Exactly. Stuff that scribbles
strange,
and stuff.
Yeah.
You were saying you were wrapping it up. Do I have time to promote the booklet or not? Or is it, are we done?
Well, we've been talking a long time, but...
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm sorry, I got
time?
Carried away.
Do we have time?
Yeah, but perhaps we can also split it.
Yeah, also.
Make another part.
That's good.
Yeah, like, and then go on for one other...
Do promote the booklet then.
Okay.
All right. So, what we did is like... 2 months ago, I started bugging David about, listen up, I'm going to TypeCon, and I have the impression that we have already loyal readership and stuff like that, but there's not enough people that know about the site, so we should do something to promote it. So we were toying around ideas. I was thinking, maybe we should do a t-shirt, or maybe we should like reprint excerpts from the website, or best of typographer.org or whatever. And at some point, I thought, I'm writing reviews, and I should do something really creative. And it gets explained in the introduction. What we want to do is like give something back to the community, because we've been having lots of support and lots of good reactions. And we want to do something to give something back. So I was thinking, we might try to do reviews of releases, fonts that would be released only at TypeCon or after that. So usually what I do is I look for stuff that's been released, but now sneak preview about stuff that's coming up. So I started sending out emails to, I had about 100 type designers, and I concentrate on the smaller guys, not as in less talented, but like not the big foundries or anything. And initial reactions were quite slow. I only got 4 of them. And then at some point I get panicked and say, all right, I need material. I need to get this booklet out. And suddenly I started getting reactions. And I got sent 14 new typefaces, which was really great. So what we did was we produced a 16-page booklet, which is printed 2 colors with a silk-screened cover by David John Earls. And we just basically reviewed the typefaces and set the pages in the typeface we reviewed. So you don't read about it, don't not only read about the typeface, but you can see it in action. And that was a great thing. I mean, it was surprising that so many people like trusted us and said, all right, this is a good initiative, let's support it. And so initially we were planning to give it away, and that's when it suddenly hit us. Like, we are a not-for-profit website, so we value our independence. Really, that's what I was talking about earlier, about being able to look in from the outside and not be bound by any financial ties, so we can say what we want about who we want. It's not like the music magazines, they have a big advert for Britney Spears' new album, and then they say they review the album and they have say something good, because next time they won't get the advertising money. So we don't have that.
So you're sort of like the Top Gear of fonts.
Yeah, something like that. And but that posed a new problem, is that we had to like finance the whole thing ourselves, and as it was Hansel screen, then we had to print in 2 colors. So we basically, at the end of the day, we said, all right, we're going to ask a little bit of money to recoup the costs. So, but it is a signed and numbered edition, so you get something quite exclusive. And it's not just throwaway. We didn't content ourselves with reprinting old stuff. We went all the way. We wanted to give something what we perceive as of value by writing the new reviews. And yeah, you can get it here for a mere $5, which just about covers the printing costs. So when I get back, I can pay the invoice for the printer and send some money to David. And what gets left of the money goes to broadband bills. So that's it. And I hope people will...
Can you order it online?
Appreciate. Well, I don't know how many we will have left. It's really as a 200 limited edition. So
okay.
We're planning something special with number 200, which I can't say right now, but we might auction it off. It will have something special about it to raise some money for, I don't know, either it's for the cost of the website, or we might support some organization.
Save
or whatever.
A typeface? No.
Well, we should do something about that. Yes. I mean,
adopt a font.
Everybody's saving everyone, but nobody saves typefaces. Yeah. So that might be an idea.
Give a font an education.
So I just say, like, if you see me walking around, I'm skinny and I'm bald and I'm wearing t-shirts promoting Swedish typefaces, and from tomorrow on I will be promoting Typophile. Support Typophile. Go visit Typophile. Thank you, Jared and Joe, for trusting me. I love you guys. Just ask me a copy.
Okay. Thank you very much for this interview.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.